This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, November 21st. According to the National Weather Service, it will be sunny today in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 37. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour, coming from the northwest in the afternoon. Then tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 19. The Jones County Sheriff's Office has released the name of a girl killed in a house fire in Onslow Friday. 10-year-old Janiyah Morgan was found by firefighters in an upstairs bedroom on Summit Street. Fire crews had made multiple attempts to reach her, but were unsuccessful due to the intensity of the fire and heat on both floors of the residence. Her body was taken to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's office in Ankeny, pending an autopsy. Janiyah was a fifth-grade student in the Midland School District. Her mother and four children, ages 1 to 8, were able to escape through a bedroom window on the main floor of the home. All were taken to the Jones Regional Medical Center in Anamosa with smoke and heat-related injuries. A 1-year-old girl was then taken by ambulance to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City and released Friday night. A preliminary investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office and Jones County Sheriff's Office determined the fire to be accidental, starting in the kitchen. Janiyah's death was the 7th Iowa house fire fatality this past week. Caitlin Clark scored a season-high 33 points, and Iowa pulled away late to defeat Belmont 73-62 on Sunday. Besides Clark, no other Iowa player scored in double figures. Clark was listed as day-to-day after suffering an ankle injury on the final play of Thursday's 84-83 loss at Kansas State, but she played almost 31 minutes Sunday.